Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu here at the Canadian ToyCon, and I'm here with the X-Men of Toronto once again. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, not bad. Thank
pretty
you.
Good.
So Wolverine, Multiple Man, and Storm? Haven't seen you guys in a while. About a year and a half ago, we met at Articon here in this building.
This would be our anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
So what have you guys been up to?
Quite a bit, actually, to be honest with you. In the last year, we've worked with a ton of different charities and a whole slew of events all over the city, tons of stuff.
Like, we did a clothing drive for the Sanctuary last winter. We were invited by the Ronald McDonald House to bring smiles to kids.
We did, on Free Comic Book Day, we were actually at three different locations. We were at Gotham Central Comics in Mississauga, at Doctor Comics in Kensington, and Comic Book Addiction in Whitby. And just recently, the other week, we did Fan Expo. We had a table over there as well. Yeah, it was quite a bit.
You guys do a lot of great work for charities, and we've been fans of you guys since we saw you here at Articon last year.
Thanks, it's a lot of fun.
First of all, we also saw you at another event where Chris Claremont was at Doctor Comics in Toronto.
Well, that happened twice.
What was the first one, I think?
Okay, the first one, that was last year? That was last September.
October or September, somewhere around there.
About a year ago.
That must have been a thrill for you guys.
Amazing,
yeah.
Like, to see a comic great, the guy who was a huge influence to the X-Men mythology, like, to finally meet a guy like that.
Yeah, man, he's the king. He's the creator.
He really hits the comic convention, so this was like a great exclusive meet and greet with him.
So many great stories he told that day, too.
Yeah, it was funny because we were allowed to go in two at a time because when he was signing the comics. We went in to see him after the public, after the store closed, and we went in two at a time all dressed up in character, and he loved it. And he took time to tell us each some cool stories about each other's... each of our personas.
Oh, that's cool. He told us the story about meeting Hugh Jackman and Ian McKellen at the X-Men premiere.
Oh, yeah?
Fantastic story.
Yeah, it was kind of funny seeing him as a military general in Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
That was a nice nod.
Yeah.
Well, Kath, my wife was sitting there, and why do we know that guy? That's Chris Claremont. We met him last year.
Yeah. He's a cool guy. We like him.
Yeah, definitely. Now, since we last saw you guys, a ton of new members on your team.
Yeah.
Tell the people out there who's on the team now.
So we got Scarlet Witch. We got, well, since the last time we saw in September, like Storm joined. Havoc.
Havoc joined, yeah, that's right.
We got a Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Psylocke.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, the team's really built up quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And we're right now we're actually nine members.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That's fantastic.
Okay, what events you guys got coming up next? I'm sure you're very busy.
Well, right now we just finished the big con season kind of thing. We know that we're going to have FrostCon in the wintertime. But another thing that we've got coming up in November is this thing called Extra Life, which is an online 24-hour gaming broadcast for charity. So we're figuring out we're going to team up probably with the Toronto Gamers, GAYMERS. They're the LGBT-friendly board game and video game society, and they do a lot of broadcasting online of gaming and stuff like that. So we're going to team up with them probably and do a 24-hour X-Men video game broadcast.
Nice.
For charity. Yeah, we're excited.
Awesome.
I think we're going to need a few couches though, so that we can have some naps going on, some shift work, because that's going to be a long gig.
Nice. Now, if someone like Ryan or myself wanted to join up with your team, what sort of qualifications or qualities are you looking for?
I think that one of the number one priorities is to have that natural passion for doing charity work, to commit some of your time to help out other people and just a community, while dressing up as a role model for kids.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it is a job, right? We're here. Sometimes it's a bit of work, especially for some of the costumes that take a lot of time. Like, look at Nightcrawler when he gets ready. It takes him a few hours. So you really got to be the type of person that's really committed to this kind of thing. Usually those people end up having a lot of fun at these events, too. Yeah, because it's all about the kids, all about the people. Seeing a kid that wanted to take a photo with you, have a big smile on his face when he or she leaves, great. That's what we do it for.
That's awesome. I'm going to respect that. That's really awesome. Now, Multiple Man, in your secret identity of Jason,
yes.
You wrote a fantastic comic that we interviewed you about last week.
Last week, Fan Expo.
Pitiful Human Lizard.
Uh-huh.
Had a chance to read it this week. Fantastic.
Thank you.
No problem. Can't wait for issue two.
And it's coming out in 2 weeks. Going to have a big launch at the Silver Snail Comics September 19th, Friday. So be there.
Fantastic. It kind of had like an old feeling, Spider-Man feeling to it.
That's what I was going for. I was trying to bring the whole like wholesome value that the old Marvel comics had, like the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, where they're all set in New York, and using New York as a character for the comic. That's what I did with Toronto. I wanted to make Toronto a character in my series.
Love that the rats were named after former Blue Jays.
Yes. Glad you caught that. Yeah. Kelly Gruber and Dave Steen.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Are you guys psyched that this week they announced that, I guess, next year they're going to start filming X-Men Apocalypse?
Well, I don't know where they're going to go with that one. I don't know if they're going to... I don't know who the Horsemen are going to be, and that's one thing that I'm excited about myself.
I like where they left it off with Days of Future Past. Like, it really brought the movie franchise on a good note.
Yeah, you mean by eliminating Last Stand?
Well, they acknowledge like some of the events from Last Stand. Like, it was a celebration of all the X-Men movies.
Yeah. I thought it was the best of all of them so far myself.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate the time you took with us today. We appreciate all the good work you guys are doing for the various charities. And where can people go to check out your information?
XmenOfToronto.com.
Yeah, that's our site. It links us over to a Facebook page. Right now we're working on our new site. But you can find everything about us, new events, how to become a member if you're interested. Everything can be found on there.
Oh, great. Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.